G Recap Podcast, where we highlight three of the top stories written by our reporters at the Daily Emerald over the past couple of weeks. This week, I'll continue to share a variety of our stories, featuring a different story from each of our news desks. Let's jump into it. The news article, "Local Middle School Teacher Threatened with Termination for Hanging Palestinian Flag," by Andreas Beisch, is one of the featured top news stories put out by the Emerald last week. Janorj Sora Kater, a math teacher at Spencer Butte Middle School, was told by a district administrator to take down the Palestinian flag hanging in his classroom. The administrator threatened that Kater could possibly be terminated if he did not comply. Kater was first told to remove the flag on March 18th, and he then got another warning on March 20th. Kater eventually had to comply with the demand, risking otherwise losing his job. April 3rd, at the school board meeting, the issue was brought up, with many urging the board to allow Palestinian flags to be flown in classrooms or at school. Student representative for South Eugene High School, Nellie Schmidt-Rosek, voiced her opinion on the matter, saying, quote, "I have no doubt that some people genuinely are having feelings of discomfort about a Palestinian flag being displayed in the room. I also believe that silence about the suffering of the Palestinian people is a source of discomfort for others. More significantly, the silence enables the violence causing the suffering," end quote. As of now, Kater is still not allowed to hang his Palestinian flag back up in his classroom, though he is holding out hope that he'll be able to soon. Quote, "I'm optimistic that by the end of the school year, the flag will be back up in my classroom," end quote, Kater said. This week's arts and culture story is "Take Back the Night Returns to UO" by Samantha Lozano. "Take Back the Night" is a rally that speaks out against sexual violence, as well as showing support to survivors of sexual violence. The rally happens on the last Thursday of April, the month being Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The event is planned by the UO Women's Center and took place on April 25th at the EMU. When referring to survivors of sexual violence at the march, Fatima Ruhi Pervez, director of UO Women's Center, said, quote, "Hearing from their peers what they experienced or what marginalized communities experience, they can say, 'I'm a survivor,' and begin their healing journey," end quote. The event began with the rally at the EMU, where there was a variety of speakers, and a march commenced afterwards. You can stay updated with UO Women's Center and their events by following at UO Women's Center on Instagram. The opinion article for this week is "Presidential Mistresses Are Iconic" by Monica Hobbs. Quote, "The media has played a large role in villainizing popular figures throughout history," end quote. Hobbs opens her article saying, quote, "Sometimes it's valid, while other times it gets blown out of proportion. What doesn't sit right with me is the defamation of presidential mistresses," end quote. Hobbs articulates that most of the time, the women, instead of the presidents, are the ones blamed in presidential affairs, and often end up being slut-shamed by society. Two famous examples of presidential mistresses being slut-shamed are Monica Lewinsky, who had an affair with Bill Clinton, and Marilyn Monroe, who supposedly had an affair with John F. Kennedy. Both of these women are the ones being blasted by the media, with Clinton and Kennedy getting off easy. Concerning Lewinsky, UO freshman Kenya Becker Perez said, quote, "She was really villainized in the media. I think it was an abuse of power, and to demonize her the way they did is not okay," end quote. There is a long history of presidents cheating on their wives with young women. Hobbs even mentioned how the 29th president, Warren Harding, had around 7 mistresses. Harding even talked openly about his affairs to the press, saying, quote, "It's a good thing I'm not a woman. I would always be pregnant. I can't say no," end quote. Hobbs ends the article by expressing that men, like the U.S. presidents, should be liable for their actions, with women not immediately getting all the blame. Quote, "It's time we hold our presidents more accountable for their romantic side quests. After all, it takes 2 to tango," end quote. That concludes another episode of our recap podcast. You can check out the stories mentioned today, along with a variety of our other content, at our website, dailyemerald.com. That's it for this week. This has been Riley Vadomsky for the Daily Emerald. Thanks for tuning in.